Hi, this is Wesley, and I was going to share my favorite memory of our Hawaii vacation, the same as Alexander, which was seeing the lava flow into the ocean. But since he's already talked about that, I will just say that I think driving around the Big Island and seeing the lava flows and thinking about how difficult it must be when you own land that has been covered by a lava flow to return to that area and be able to kind of start over again. I don't know how amazing that must be. My wife is making fun of me recording here in the airplane. But anyway, I think it's been a fantastic vacation, and it's been great to not only experience Oahu and the North Shore, which was really neat, and certainly, I guess, seeing Waimea Bay, and maybe the contrast between the beautiful sort of pristine, you know, white sand beach of Waimea Bay to the black sand beach on the south side of the Big Island of Hawaii was amazing. And it was really great to have a chance to see both the island of Oahu and then be able to see Hawaii with its volcanoes and, you know, just again to think about how, I guess, maybe how much humility you would live with realizing that there's really nothing you can do about a lava flow. I mean, they were saying that the 1984 lava flow that came within, 4 miles of Hilo, you know, was, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that, and I don't know, there's probably something valuable to be said about living with humility and recognizing that even with all our technology and all of the knowledge that we think we have and we possess, you know, there's still just really finite limits to how much we know and how much we can do, and obviously there's a lot of superstition that surrounds lava and volcanoes and things like that, but anyway, it's a good thing to live with humility and recognize how powerful nature is and how awe-inspiring our natural world is. And so we certainly got a sense of that being on the Big Island for several days.